Welcome to Utah Public Radio's Eating the Past and Other Tasty Morsels, a show that explores all things food.
Your hosts are Jeannie Sir, Jamie Sanders, and Tammy Proctor, all from the History Department at Utah State University.
Thank you for tuning in today. I'm pleased to welcome a fantastic guest, Evelyn Funda, recently retired professor of English, who is working on a book about American author Willa Cather's interest in Czech culture. You can read more about Evelyn's immigrant family in her memoir, Weeds, A Farm Daughter's Lament. Here now is Evelyn's essay, Stalking the Wild Mushroom.
Like most people of Czech ancestry, my immigrant family loved to hunt mushrooms, and we found several varieties in the nearby Payette National Forest. There was a large yellow one that we called the cauliflower mushroom, which my mother cleaned of the dirt hidden in its many crevices, and then she chopped, sautéed, and mixed with beaten eggs. My grandmother, who was by far the most knowledgeable mushroom expert in our family, would search out the oyster mushrooms, taking care to distinguish them from the similarly gilled mushrooms that were poisonous. She would use these to make a cream sauce that we served over omelets. And of course, there was the queen of wild mushrooms, the delectable morels. These our family sliced, breaded, and fried in butter. Within both Czech native and immigrant communities, mushrooms, or hubi, as they are called in Czech, serve as an iconic cultural symbol, and mushroom hunting has been a beloved tradition for centuries. Even today, Czechs go out into the forest to hunt mushrooms on an average of 20 times a year. For them, mushrooming is serious business. Fostering the love of both mushroom hunting and a love of the natural world, the older generations take great care to pass along mushroom identification tips and the location of their favorite, but secret, hunting spots. The activity of mushroom hunting is rich with layers of symbolic significance for Czechs. Because mushrooms often suddenly appear overnight, people sometimes associate them with magic and providence. Mushrooms also represent life born out of decay, as well as the capriciousness of life, where one mushroom can be a treasure, while the next one can prove deadly. This intermix of life and death is characteristic of a Czech point of view and is evident in their common joke about mushrooms that goes, "All mushrooms are edible, but some are only edible once." References to mushrooms appear throughout Czech folklore, artistic and literary culture. Mushrooming finds its way into Leoš Janáček's 1924 opera, The Cunning Little Vixen, where an old forester remembers the day when he and his bride had gone mushroom hunting. However, blinded by their new love, they gathered more kisses than mushrooms. Also in the 1920s, the famed Czech illustrator Josef Lada published a series of humorous stories and illustrations about mushrooming. In one, a man parades back and forth through the village with his overflowing basket, just so that his neighbors can admire his hunting prowess. I close with the 19th century writer Božena Němcová, who documented a Slavic mushroom origin tale about Jesus and Peter happening upon a joyous wedding party. Before they joined the gathering at the humble Bohemian cottage, Jesus admonished Peter to accept nothing more than bread and salt from the villagers because they were so poor. But the small Czech pastry called koláče proved too tempting for Peter, and he slipped a few into his pockets as they said their goodbyes. Later, as they walked through the forest, Peter lagged behind Jesus so that he could furtively nibble on his pastry. But each time he took a bite, Jesus would abruptly turn around and say, "What are you eating?" And each time Peter would spit out the koláče and reply meekly, "Nothing." This went on until there was no koláče left, and Peter had to confess his disobedience. Then, as an act of forgiveness and reparation, Jesus transformed the crumbs that Peter had spat out along the way into mushrooms, which would come back in the forest year after year. Thus, mushrooms became, as the Czechs say, the meat of the poor.
Thanks so much to Evelyn Funda. For a traditional Czech recipe of mushrooms and barley called kuba, see the UPR website for our show.
Support for UPR's Eating the Past is made possible by USU Dining Services, always working to create an excellent college experience for students, faculty, and staff. Now 13 locations open around campus. More details at usu.edu/dining. And Rock Hill Creamery in Richmond, creating natural rind raw milk cheeses, including Dark or Snow Canyon Edam, named after two southern Utah canyons. Cheese with character, rockhillcheese.com.